from PRX.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and friends beyond the binary, it's time to get bacon. Like, we'll get to sleep, but I'll be talking about the British Bake Off. But whenever I say bacon, I think of Bo Bacon, the bacon brother that never gets any credit, and who I guess I wish was my Bo Bacon. Not to take anything away from the other Bacons, but maybe, you know, you say, do you have any bacon brothers that are your imaginary friends? And I'd say, I have an imaginary bacon brother that's my friend, Bo Bacon. Now, if you're new, you may be saying, what in the name of the Bacon Brothers and the Fabulous Baker Boys is this person talking about? And you could be in the right place, because this is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. And Sleep With Me is here to support you. So if you ever need any extra resources for self-care, for your mental health, or to support the Black members of our community, you could check our show notes, because Black Lives Matter, and you taking the steps you need to enact change and take care of yourself and take care of the members of our community is very important. So, what do you say we get on with? The next part is who helps us bring this podcast twice a week. You can always check that out when your hand hits the fridge tomorrow at Sleep With Me Podcast. .com/sponsors. Thanks. Hey, this is Scoots, and this is where I talk about Sleep With Me Plus and supporting the show. I'm going to try to do this one pretty fast with a couple questions. This only goes out if you're a regular listener to Sleep With Me. So if you're new, or the show is just something you listen to every once in a while, this is not important, really. But if you're a regular listener, the question is, does Sleep With Me help you at all, right? Does it help you in a unique way, like help you fall asleep or break up the thoughts or ease of loneliness in the deep, dark night? Distract you from physical sensations, whatever, does it do anything for you? And does the sleep you get or the relief you get make your life any better? And if the answers to those questions are yes, and you can afford to support the show, this is a time when I'm really asking people, hey, what would it be worth to you if we stopped making Sleep With Me? Like, would you pay to get it back? Like, you'd say, if Sleep With Me does make your life better by helping you get to sleep, or it does help you in the deep, dark night feel less alone, or you just like it, and we stopped making it, I said, hey, would you pay for to get back? Like, how much would sleeping be worth to you? Say, hey, let's restart it. Let me put a quarter in the machine. What it does for you be worth to you to say, hey, I really want to get that back? And if the answer is like, hey, yeah, it would be worth $20 to me, or it'd be worth $50 to me, think about supporting the show at Sleep With Me Plus. Even, I mean, obviously, most people support it much less than that, because the show could really use your support right now, and we never have to cross that threshold. So if the show does something for you in a unique way, you like the podcast, and you can afford to support it, just don't wait. Sign up for Sleep With Me Plus, sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus, sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. That's sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. Thanks, everybody. Support for Sleep With Me comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting your time and money with your current business software, or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/withme. That's odoo.com/withme. Odoo, modern management made simple. All right, everybody, it's time to talk about tonight's sponsor, Helix Sleep. Do yourself a favor, go to helixsleep.com/sleep and take that Helix quiz. That was about 4 years ago that I took the Helix quiz, got matched with the Helix Dusk Lux, which is a perfect mattress for me and the way I sleep. Because the thing is, the Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux collection, the newly released Helix Elite collection. They have a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, even a mattress made just for kids. And how would you know which one is going to fit you and your body? You just take that Helix sleep quiz. You find the perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. That personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. And Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new mattress. And here's the thing. Everybody's unique. Everybody sleeps differently. And that is why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from, each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. You know, if you're like me, I sleep on my stomach and my side. I sleep hot, so I want to stay cool. And that's what happened. I took the quiz. I got matched with the Helix Dusk Lux. I love my Helix Dusk Lux. And the way I know is every time I leave town, I cannot wait to get back. That first night back in my Helix Dusk Lux, it's like I'm in a state of sleep bliss. Not only is it the best mattress I've slept on, but setup is fast and easy. Helix mattresses are delivered in a box straight to your door for free. And Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/sleep and use the code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet. It won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. All right, everybody, it's time for the Sleepy Supporter Zone, the one part of the podcast I really need you to hear to keep it free for everybody. It's where I thank the listeners who supported the sponsors, let the sponsors know about it. And I think some people say, I think I say this facetiously, but it's really amazing. I really, really appreciate it. And these are two sponsors. We have Native Deodorant first. They advertise, I think, every other month. We'd love to get them on the show every month, every single month. So if you support them, let them know. Like on Instagram, Twitter, or send them an email, give them a call, like EA, Amanda, Justine, and Mitchie Girl. Thank you so much for sharing that you supported the sponsor and for supporting the sponsor. I really appreciate it. And then Celestial Seasonings, we're trying to keep them as a sponsor. This is our last month, so they really need to hear from listeners. I mean, another perfect match with the show. So get your sleepy time tea, call Celestial Seasonings, email them, whatever you need to do. I want to thank Stacy and Zells, who supported Celestial Seasonings, and let them know about it. Also, my dad did too. I had to remind him. So it's not just listeners. I said, well, you also got to let him know you heard about him on the show, Dad. And he gave him a call. So I appreciate that. So that's the first part of Sleepy Supporter Zone. So thank you, EA, Amanda, Justine, Mitchie Girl, Stacy, and Zells. The second part of Sleepy Supporter Zone is you getting the support you need. If you need support, it's in the show notes right now. Please use it. If you want to support change, if you want to support the fact Black Lives Matter, if you want to take a look at how you can be a part of positive change internally and externally, there's links to organizations that can help in the show notes. And the third part of the Sleepy Supporter Zone is built on that same thing. What local things are you doing to support other people, to support your local community? I really want to hear about it. Let me know about it, and I can try to share right here on the Sleepy Supporter Zone. And that is the end of the Sleepy Supporter Zone. Oh, Mystery Bard, a lot of people help out on the show. Who are they?
Posty poster song.
Sounds like a near fall.
Wrote the theme song.
Edits episodes too.
Carl W. the lecture.
Also edits episodes.
Kenny, Scotty, and Jennifer.
Runner. Eric and the team at Astound are on the website.
I am the mystery bar.
I do the lullabies, yeah.
I do commissions at
JonathanMann.net.
I'll write a song for you.
Any reason at all.
You can tell me the story, yeah. You see the kindness shine straight on through when the listeners form their own Facebook group. Keith, Stacy, Sarah, Julie, and Jennifer. These are your narrators.
Get support, dear Scooter, on Patreon. Buy the merch and support the sponsors.
You can find anything you want at sleepwithmepodcast.com. And we're so proud.
Thanks, Mystery Bard. I'm Dearest Scooter on Twitter and Instagram at Dearest Scooter with a T. But even though it's kind of a silent T when I say it, what do you say we slow it down and get out the show? Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake. It could be thoughts you're thinking about, like things on your mind, thoughts, feelings, physical sensations, changes in time or temperature or schedule. Or, you know, just you don't know. You say, I don't know. I just, it could be something else. You say, Scooch, you don't know. And I'd say, you're right about that. I wish I could, in some sense, I wish I could list it all. But when I say all the basic stuff, I say, I'm trying to address it all without saying it all. So, because I'm the kind of person who gets so say we all and so shall we all mixed up. Also, so whatever's keeping you awake, you know, stuff you're thinking about, anything you're feeling physically or experiencing emotionally or something else, I'm here to keep your company and take your mind off of it. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, pointless meanders. So I'm going to go off topic and pointless meanders, superfluous tangents. So I'm going to do those things, get mixed up, filler words. You know what we say around here, filler up with filler words. You see, could you put some extra filler words on that, Scooter? And I'd say, welcome to Scooter's Diner, the filler word, free refills on the free refills and overfills. We're one of the first diners to ever have, and you know, this became revolutionary in, you know, in my mind. But we were the first diner to have great based counters. You see, these counters are great. And it's, are you making a pun or do you like the fact that our counters are actually great? Because one of the reasons is it makes cleanup easy. And two, I tend to just, you know, it became an international phenomenon, brought the diners back. And everyone said, what happened to those diners? Do they only live in nostalgia? And then a world came where one person invented a diner where they would, who wanted to have a paper hat and an apron and a little sass, but he was not good at filling up coffee mugs or cups, Tazza de Cafe. And so he always overfilled them, but he knew that about himself. So he went to the greatest designer of diner counters, diner designer, Gertrude, whose last name will remain anonymous. And he said, Gertrude, I overfill drinks all the time. What solutions could you offer? And she said, well, we usually make our counters with little lips. And I said, oh, that's so cute. Could I give a counter a kissy poo? And Gertrude rolled her eyes and said, are you serious? Or like a lip, like, let me show you a raised portion. And I'd say, oh, wow, I've seen those at work. Those actually do work. How come they got rid of those? And she said, I'll never know. And she said, they called it progress. And I said, progress. And I said, I was just, sorry, Gertrude, I may have paused there because I was trying to think of something to say, egress, because I don't know if that's what I'm looking for, something to egress my overpours. I don't think a lip's going to do it because then the customers are going to end up, unless, you know, we sell that as a selling point. Come to the Scooter's Diner where there's pounds of coffee. No, that doesn't sound appealing. And she said, what about a micro grate? And I said, great idea, Gertrude, but I got to run because I forgot I was in the middle of a podcast intro. I wasn't even in the middle of it. Sorry, new listeners in particular. Regular listeners, you've been there before. Not at my diner before. It's new. And yeah, it has great. Also, your crumbs, they go through the grate too. And then I just wipe it down at night. We take the grates off. And of course, that's all compostable. It's even better. So, okay. But so if you're new, you may be confused already. What I was going to do, I said create a safe place where you could set aside stuff. So if you're new, a couple things to know. One, it's okay not to like this podcast. It's totally cool. And I just want to say that right up front in order to not be sure, because I don't know. I think sometimes people feel some pressure. I don't want you to feel any pressure even to like this show if you're new. So that's the other thing. The other thing is I don't want you to feel any pressure, and you may feel some internal pressure to follow along or make sense of what I'm saying. But as you can see by what just transpired, this podcast just barely makes sense. You say, if you don't think it's this podcast makes sense if you don't think about it too long. And that's why you don't need to think about it too long. Because, I mean, the intro, you could think about it a little bit longer because it's the beginning of the show. Because you say, okay, wait a second. Have I been to any diners with great counters? And you say, again, I'm tempted to make yet another pun, but I won't. But you say, I've seen greats in many other food service areas. And, you know, when I am recording this, I'm forlorn for a trip to a diner. But, you know, maybe when you're hearing this, you know, we could visit diners more often again. And there'll be the great diner revival. But you'd say that almost makes sense. But then if you were starting to think about it more, then you say, oh, that's why, like, I'm not there yet. It'll take me another month or two. And I'll be like, oh, that's why diners don't have crates or counters, because of that simple, clear idea. But this podcast is, you see, that almost barely makes sense. It's almost a good idea. So just barely listen to me, I guess, is what I'm saying. Because it barely makes any sense. And that's like, but that can be hard at first when you come to the show. So many regular listeners are just kind of nodding along or doing that. You hear me breathe in and they say, oh, that's Scoots. Yep. He's almost got a good idea. He's got a good idea, but it's like a great, it's got holes in it, or it's a porous, it's good ideas. And it's, yeah, they're adaptable. My ideas are, what is that called? When resilient, you could take the idea. You could take the idea and make it better. I'm sure of it, Gertrude, as long as I get 80% of the income from that idea. So, okay. Oh, where was it? Okay, so don't barely listen to me. The other thing is there's really, this podcast doesn't really put you asleep. It keeps you company as you fall asleep. And I don't know. It's just here to keep you company as you fall asleep, like a friend. But not really to put you asleep. I don't know, to take your mind off of stuff. So I don't know. See how it goes. I guess I'm a little bit distracted both by the diner idea, but I guess part of that, what led me to that was like, there was just like this review of the podcast that someone wrote. They were very, I don't know how you spell it. IRATE. They did not rate me well. And like, I don't need to really please, like you say, okay, that person, the podcast definitely did not work for them. And they felt very strongly about all of the things that didn't work for them. And I want to point out to you that that's totally cool. Like, but just see how it goes. The one thing I say is like, most listeners say, give it two or three tries. It took two or three tries to like the podcast. And that's not for my benefit. It's just to kind of for you to see how it goes, because it is different. The idea, okay, wait, this is a podcast. You're not worried if I like it or not. And I say, no, you know, I'm not worried about it. Even the people that really enjoy the podcast, they say, Scoots, I barely listen to you. I barely know you. I feel like you're a good friend that I barely know. And I say, perfect. I'm doing my job. So kind of just see how it goes. I guess I got that point across. Okay. So don't need to like the show. Oh, because if you're skeptical, that's what I was going to say. That's how I would approach the podcast if I was a listener. I'd say, I'm doubtful about this idea. Okay, so no pressure, no need to listen, no pressure to fall asleep. The structure of the show is another thing, really threw this particular person off. And the structure of the show is just based on, one, how the show grew organically and how we keep it going so it can come out twice a week. So the show starts off with a greeting, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls and friends beyond the binary. Then there's business. Then there's an intro. So right around the first part of the show is probably 30 seconds to a minute. Then the business is a few minutes. Then like, so maybe 5-6 minutes. I don't know. Then the intro is like 12 to 20 minutes, but it's really a show within a show that some people fall asleep to. And a lot of people use to unwind, to get 20 minutes or 15 minutes away from the day and to get ready for bed, or to just, you know, start to wind down and start to be distracted. So that's kind of the intro. Then there's business, just podcast structure. And then there's the episode. Tonight we'll be talking about the Great British Bake Off, or the Great British Baking Show, or whatever it's properly called, wherever you are in the world. I prefer when Raven Simone's going to take it over one day in my imagination, and she'll call it That British Baking Show. Or that's so, I don't know, I think that just sounds better, That British Baking Show, instead of That's So British Baking Show. That's So British Baking Show doesn't work as well. Or That's So Raven's British Baking Show. You'd say, wait a second, where, I kind of get it, but where's the comma and all that? And I'd say, you're right. Do you put commas in titles of imaginary TV shows? So we'll talk about that. Then there's some thank yous. So that's the structure of the show. And I think that's all you really need to know, other than the fact, give the show, like, and the reason I say give a show a few tries is just because it's like, oh, wait a second, on the second or third try, I realized you're just like a friend I can call on the phone and that talks about nothing in very close detail, but details that I'm not really interested in. Because you say, you don't even know, you're the one of the people, you constantly call Noel, Julie in. And then you say, you know, then you get mixed up, and then you talk about Prue, and then you, like, you're fixated on alliterations, but you actually, like, I did an alliteration count of the episode one time, Scoots, and you were way off. And I'd say, yeah, that's, you're right about those things. Cause yeah, so you say, then I realized, oh, I didn't really need to pay attention to you. The idea is, this show is kind of harmless. I wouldn't call myself harmless because, that's just my Nana who says, well, he's not bad. I wouldn't call him harmless, because he can kind of get on the old, you don't want to be around him in the daytime. That's what the Nana within me says, because he's not a bad boy. He's not bad. I say, thanks. Once again, Nana, I thought all the new listeners that may have forgotten, and they said maybe Scoots is but no, if they listen to this podcast, they know, well, he's not bad boy. He's kind of lukewarm. He's no Luke from whatever, one of those famous Lukes. And he's more of lukewarm. And I'd say, thanks again. So those are most of the things, The other thing you need to know is that the reason I make this show, you deserve a good night's sleep. I hope that this podcast can provide it for you. It doesn't work for everybody. So if it doesn't, I hope you find something that does. But whatever you take away, no, you deserve a good night's sleep. You deserve a safe place where you could get some rest and ideally be in a position where you're rested tomorrow and you feel like you could be like, yeah, I could be more present in my life. That will make the world such a better place. Incremental improvement really is magical. And if we could get that kind of incremental improvement going, it's just great. So you say, well, I gave somebody a thumbs up when I was walking just to do it. I didn't realize, that they were driving a dump truck. So then they dumped, but that was, I felt good about it and they smiled and then pulled the lever. Luckily it was beach sand and they were at the beach. It was just a wrong beach and no one was there. So it wasn't a big deal, just inconvenient. And in 2095, they're going to say, wow, that's how come we could spill whatever we want on our kitchen tables nowadays. And you say, what do you have? Like a grated, your kitchen tables have grates or dining tables with lasers or something, right? And you'd say, well, kind of, Scoots, close enough, not lasers, but yeah, fission or fusion, micro machines, actually. I'd say, are those like nanobots? Are those like those things that were popular like Christmas, like 8 years ago that you turn them on? And they vibrate and they move around. And you say, of course, Scoots, we're from the future. We just laugh at you in a good way, in a friendly way, because you were almost, you had one piece of the puzzle, a very tiny piece. And I said, that's all I need, an incremental piece. So you deserve a good night's sleep. The other thing is, I've been there. I know how it feels tossing and turning in the deep, dark night. I just want to help. So that's it. I'm glad you're here. I really appreciate you giving me your time, and I really hope I can help you fall asleep. Thanks again for stopping by. And here's a couple of ways we're able to bring this podcast twice a week. Sleep With Me is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. All right, everybody, it's bread week. I got to get the captions turned on here so I can see what's going on. Well, I don't have to turn the noise on. Terry's talking. Manon is doing something. They're doing a little preview. Now Noel's talking. This is like the teaser at the start of bread week. This is episode one. That's not correct. Number one, tasty takeaway technical. There's your first. That's a triple alliteration. What if there was like alliterative ice skating? I guess alliterative ice skating is almost alliterative. Is it alliterative? I mean, I don't know. Ice and ill is not a... You're right. Is there any other Olympic events? I don't know. But so this episode opens. So I think I wanted to do this dialogue here. It has the comedy sequence to start, P-A-I-N, and Sandy's standing in front of a sign and an easel. Noel comes and says, I'm here for you. Don't say another word. I'm going to get you a chair, make you a salad. And Sandy says, it's bread week. I was going to talk about different kinds of European bread, starting with pain, pain, the French word for bread. He brings a chair and he says, don't you feel better? She says, yeah, kind of. And he says, you know why? Because you and I communicate. That's a wide shot. He kicks kicks back on the chair in a way that's cool. It's a wide shot, so I don't have the best view, but Noel's wearing black shoes, black slacks, and then a yellow and black striped sweater with a furry friend on there. And it says some stuff on there, but it's a wide shot right now. It's like Bumblebee-esque, matches his hair, which is very dark. And Sandy is wearing blue pants, much more comfortable shoes, and she has a denim jacket, but the sleeves are decorative. It's a little fuzzy. And then she also has a shirt on, but I can't tell the design of her shirt, so I'll talk about it later. And then we see everybody marching in. The walk through the garden, there's dog talking heads. Some word I circled that looks like ODATS, jackets in the AM. I was wondering about the weather because, yeah, everyone's wearing a jacket or something. And I didn't know if, this the stylist talking or what. But, yeah, the talking heads, Dan, Ruby, poking and prodding. There's another alliteration almost. Bryony says I want to have a better week this week. Bryony's pretty hip. Maybe she was punk at some point. Raul. Raul's talking, then Manon's talking. Manon has some amazing earrings, dangling, I don't know what you call them, though. I'm not good at naming earrings. I don't know. Kim Joy, it's tough to say because their styles are different, but a lot of them, the accessories, I'd say Peru versus Kim Joy, probably. Kim Joy has a more joyful and... accessories, and then Prue has more formal or what you'd say is stylish. And Paul he's got a black shirt, black jeans on, hands in his pockets right now. Walk through garden. Let's read through my notes like it's poetry, though. Oh dear, Chelsea bun, sweet bun. Sides got to be touching. Tear one off for the judges. You got 3 hours. Terry just said he likes a Chelsea bun. Dry ingredients. Enriched dough, milk, butter, and fats, which slows down the yeast. Paul loves dough, he says. Classic tear and share. Kim Joy rises to the occasion. So she's the first one that they go through. What is? Oh, she's making it Tehran, like Rove, Paul. Let's see what it says. It's a beautiful structure. There, I'm ahead of Paul. He just said classic Taryn Cher. Hoping for perfect buns. Kim Joy has an extra step. They say, morning, Kim Joy. This is when the judges go and visit. Well, tell us about your Chelsea buns. Tanzong technique. And they say, what is that? Explain. She goes, it's a bit like a roux. It retains moisture. And whenever I hear roux, I want to say roux, 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 roux. Sing roux. Sing Sophie Dinkum's. That was the song I would sing to my... or Sophie's Diapers when my daughter was a kid. Oh, then she brings some bread. Oh, some cool cat bread. So her Nabil has a shop called The Traveling Man. It's a comic shop, and it looks like a board game shop and maybe RPG. I'd love to go there. And she's brought him bread. Let's see. Paul waffles her in something. Okay, Manon. She's got, they show a man in her regular life. Oh, she's making like a chai milk, some chai tea bags to add flavor. Then they show her, she's a software consultant. She also wears matching PJs with her roommate, Charlotte. They have tea and PJs, apricot, marzipan, chai, Chelsea buns, chai, Chelsea buns. There's another, one I didn't catch. Then we kind of have Paul V. Manon, and I said, they go back and forth about which bread's better, French bread or English bread, British bread. There's another. And she goes, oh, well, I love it when it comes out of the oven. Then we have Dan, spiced orange Chelsea bun, Captain Bread, kneading. So Dan's walking with his kids looking for his car just a bit further. Two harsh critics at home of his own. Dan's hoping to impress the judges. With his classically styled one. I feel like my bread's pretty average, but there's Paul looking at it. They show Paul lurking around. He's a bread specialist, Captain Bread. You can't pull one over on him. He sleeps in a BAP? I don't know what that means. Yeah, that's what Noel said. Kim Joy, something time. Oh, everybody's kneading time. Everybody's kneading. Anthony uses a mixer. Then we have Anthony and his partner on a balcony having breakfast, decadent breakfast bun he's talking about. Then they're having breakfast, Gary, and they have a really nice balcony. There's a train going by, and I bet you it's good people watching from their balcony. And then he says, yeah, he's trying to do the math, and then Sandy says, oh, no, I guess it's not Sandy, it's Bruce. She says, you're not good at, you don't know the math? Aren't you a banker? Oh, yeah, Sandy does say that. She goes, come on, no wonder we have a banking crisis. Then Paul stops by Terry. He says, Terry, I really want you to flourish this round. Be good. Then we have dough proving, race against time. Ruby's working with carrots and ghee. Oh, Terry's going the extra mile, they say. Fitness fanatic. That was another. I thought it was only the second piece of alliteration. Boy, was I wrong when they described Ruby. Thin mulch. That's what someone says about hers. Honeymoon in Florence. That's where Briny's in Bristol, but with her mom Colleen. But she had her honeymoon in Florence. Sweater as they get. What does this say? Let me have to see what it comes back as. Is this a sweater as it gets older? Still don't know what grade is. That's a ganache. He says, sweaters get, because everybody's dressed. I said, it seems like a lot of people have layers, but then during the episodes, they talk about how hot it is in the tent. So I don't know how much is that is due to the weather and how much is just due to the baking. Right now Ruby's talking about her production, and later, Noel will say, geez, I don't even still don't know what ganache is. Karen, her love of color. They show her working on a lampshade with her family, or her friends, best dressed. Then Sandy does the time on a bread mic. That's coming up. I want to see that. That's pretty funny. Oh, they get sweeter as they get older. They're talking about, that's when Sandy and Noel are talking about, balsamic vinegar. She goes, it goes in one ear, goes out the other. Oh, and then Karen Sculler is the Mars band. She has on a beret that matches her glasses and her sweater. And yeah, and then they show her look working on a lampshade at her family home in Yorkshire. And she's making a Christmas Chelsea bun. And at some point soon, Sandy will be on this bread, Mike, and I'll see it. Rolling sequence, that's when everybody's rolling the dough. It's a sequence of people rolling dough. Cardiff City versus Chelsea City. John's talking about that. Oh, first there's outside. There's it is. It's bread week in the tent. 1 hour gone, 2 hours left. Terrible tension. Wow, there's like so much. Does everything have this much alliteration? And I know Sleep With Me does. Let's see. Mascarpone or something. Prue says something's disgusting. Don't mind Paul and Prue. John spends his weekend cheering on his beloved Bluebirds. Another alliteration. Holy moly. Salted caramel, blue fondant ice cream, marshmallow on the top. Oh, that's what they say. Prue says, that sounds disgusting. And they said, don't hold back. Let's see. More, better, better. Number three, Manon, 11:20. Oh, this is funny, at 11:20. So Dan's rolling his, this is like the rolling sequence right now. I think we're about 10 minutes in. But coming up here is some comedy. So Dan's working. This is at 11:20. And Ruby's swinging. This is like Billy. She reminded me of me. She's like swinging. It looks like a piece of dough. And she loses it. And then she looks around to see if anybody saw her. Oh, but the camera was on her. Then Ralph's so stressed, but he does bring a cake into his leisure center for the workers. I said, man, what a great guy this is. He bakes to make friends. Leisure complex, of course, not a leisure center. No, I thought it was a leisure center. And they talk about using a thread to cut buns. And Ralph's good at it. Bryony has not. She was then another proof, Terry. Forgot the fruit and the sugar. 1 hour left. Gabbing time. Stress. Don't prove too long. My head's inside to prove right now. Anthony. My head's inside the prover right now. Anthony says that. The 1 hour left, bakers. That was like, everybody manage your time carefully. What are you doing for the next 25 minutes? Stressing. Paul's something. Paul's proving Ruby. Is he going to prove, underprove? Let's see what Paul says. He's going to mess with your head. Oh, I think Noel says that to Ruby. Is Paul messing with your head? Paul's prowling. Oh, that's what it is. That was my word. Paul's prowling around, messing with people's heads. Let's see. Anthony. Open swirl, really be well. Oh no, it's Ruby says Paul's prowling like a bear. Can mess with your head, Anthony says. Can never tell what he's thinking. Oh, Manon says, I think he wants to see my buns. Oh boy. Yeah, then the buns start coming out, getting directed. Oh, Dan says, Raul, what if your buns explode in the middle? He says, please don't say that. Let's see, yeast passes away. Oh, this is Briny talking to Noel again about the yeast going away to the big yeaster in the sky, waiting on the bake, nerves, watching over their ovens and their cooking. 5 minutes, please. People are doing temperature checks, and then they're out of time. Oh, no, it's Kim Joy. She says the yeast is going away for a good cause. Get to learn stuff constantly on here. Some people are happy with how it turns out. Some people are stressed. Let's see. Anthony's on the floor. Then Noel goes over and sits by him. Kim Joy looks as Raul stresses. Yeah, everybody's trying to get to things. Final touches, 16:16. I guess I got to wait to see what's at 16:16. The only thing is that this is different. The iPad I'm watching on has a different timer than my TV. There's Noel. Terry said, good things take a long time, but his are already out. It's It's a big waiting game, but it's worth it. Baker's got 1 minute. Only 1 minute. John's Bluebirds out of the oven. Rose waiting until the last minute. That's when Kim Joy makes his face like, oh boy, is he stressed. Decorating, going to be messy. I'd say one of these bakers, if they wanted to move in with me, I would definitely tell them bedtime story. Well, I mean, I guess I could only do it once a week because I couldn't eat like this every day. But time's up. Place your Chelsea buns at the end of your benches. They have to say, stop, Raul. Don't make us come over there. Time to face the judgment. Kim Joy, even color, delicate dough. There's another nice one, citrus, could use something more. Manon, oh, these are heart-shaped, overbaked, tough, flavor's fantastic, another alliteration. Dan, even color, bread is really delicious, really stretchy, Dan. Oh, Dan gets a handshake, everybody collapse, annoyingly perfect, Paul says, well-made. We're in love with you. Anthony, overbaked, tough, dry, pity, or pithy flavor. No, pity. Flavor's fantastic. And then he says, stop saying it's dry. Terry takes, tastes great, looks like it exploded a bit, lovely and light. Oh, no, this is Briny. Sorry. Hers was pretty, but exploded a bit. Lovely and light. She thought it was done. See, Terry spread the fruit. That was Terry. He didn't spread the fruit evenly. If you'd hit the filling, it would have been perfect, Terry. Briny's balsamic Chelsea buns, strawberry. They say, okay, it doesn't look like it's folded properly, but nice dough. And it's delicious, Bruce says. Paul says flavor's very, very good. Shame it looks this way. Then Karen's Chelsea buns, lovely looking flavor. Structure's lovely, well baked. Ruby, did you have not enough time? Flavor lacks a stickiness? Let's see what they say. Did you have sugar in your dough? No, but there's sugar with the carrots. He said, that's not enough. It's hard, crusty. It's not how a Chelsea bun should be. Prue says the flavor's interesting, fundamentally lacks stickiness. Then we have John. Impressive, nice, springy, overbaked, though. Should have been proven more or something. I don't know. But they say that's the decoration's good, but not for a Chelsea bun. Then Raul, they say, sorry about too much fruit on top. Are you trying to match my jumper? That's what Noel says. Looks delicious. It pulls apart lovely, soft and gooey, way a Chelsea bun should be. And say it's interesting, savory spices, but with a sweet fruit contrast. Really like that, Bruce says. Baked to perfection, that's what Paul says. Chutney, very clever. That's a good. And then afterwards, Noel says, you don't have to apologize for doing great. Dan says, what? Dan gives him what the heck? Then we see pheasants outside. Raul is talking pheasants. Dan's baffled. He goes, bread's not my strong suit. Terry says, I can't believe it. I finally did good. My best challenge yet. So that's good. Anthony's feeling a little bit low. He goes, I got to get back with the technical. Come smashing back. Then we have an outdoor shot. Nothing could prepare them for the technical challenge. You know, they got to practice for that one. Hollywood, this is going to be one of the shortest ones ever seen. Hollywood doesn't want to give you much time. A batch of non-yeasted garlic naan with naan with garlic ghee or garlic naan. Hollywood hurdle, somebody just said. That's alliteration. Uniform in size. John loves yeasted naan. and they get to grill it. And I think it means broiled, though. Peru asks Paul. Paul, you know, they talk. Paul has on a like winter coat out. Like they're sitting outside. So is Peru, and they sit outside. You know, tea and naan. They should do a sequence. Everybody getting, you know, getting ready, trying to read, mix the ingredients. But some people have never made naan, and then some people have just never made non-yeasted naan. Which I guess I've never made naan before. Even Ruby says, I just take it out of the freezer, which is how I normally do it too. Oh yeah, but she uses frozen naan too. So yeah, here's Paul and Prue talking about it. Yeah, Paul's got, they both have jackets on. So the temperature must have widely ranged wherever they shoot this. Which I guess anyone in the UK would say, yeah, of course, Scoots. Kneading the sticky dough, wet dough, not getting smooth. Terry's going well, feeling good. Kim joined Man and share a moment. Time to proof, 4 minutes. I think Noel does something with a cat here. Jurassic cat on Briny's paper. Oh, he draws a cat on Briny's paper who's saying the F-bomb. Then everybody has to make their garlic butter. Separating the dough. Noel helps Ruby with the shape, the teardrop shape of naan. Takeaway. That's like a term that Americans don't use. We say, oh, well, yeah, I'm used to like getting in at the takeaway. Grill pan. Hot. Oh, Terry just said, feeling quite relaxed at this moment. Puts you in a good steed. But this is also, that might not be accurate. Broiler. I said, are they broiling or baking? And then they say time. Some people are doing 4, 2, 3, puffing up, some flipping, 15 minutes left. The butter goes on, last touches. And then there's 1 minute left. It's total chaos with 1 minute left. Terry does a double thumbs up, though. Time is up. And you got to bring your naan up and put it right by your photograph. So first person up was Ruby. And they say incremental shapes like Olaf Brickhouse. I don't think any of that is correct. They're skimming the foam off their butter. Then John, roundish ones, breaks well, tastes good. Shapes odd. Brickhouse. I'll see what the judges say about it in a minute. Manon, a similar shape, more like a pita though. Anthony, raw, out of time, bit thick. Terry, looks fantastic, light, good color, good flavor. Terry's 2 for 2. Kane, there's no one named Kane on the show. Karen, probably, a bit inconsistent, okay. Dan, very thick, flavor good. 1 minute left, the judges, or the Nolan, Sandy are saying. I said Dan, very thick, flavor good, right? Raul, nice, light, but undercooked. Kim Joy, inconsistency. And Briny, bit raw, wet, so, and something else, a flavor okay. So let me just double check, but I could tell you while they're walking up on the show. Kim Joy came in 10th, Briny 9th, Anthony 7th, Ruby, Anthony 8th, Ruby 7th, Dan, Karen, Raul, Manon, John, and Terry. I don't know who's, I was, I forgot, Brickhard, that was Ruby's. Oh, so Brickhard. I thought it said brick house. Brick hard. I would have never thought. That's harsh. Round ones, variety of shapes, breaks well. That's John's. Nice and flaky. Taste is good. A lot of garlic. So he was second place, right? Oh, Manon. They liked the flaking, but a bit overbaked, some of them, like pita. Anthony. This looked good. Oh, no. Some are raw and some are overcooked. Looks like they ran out of time. Bit thick, but nice bread. They say Terry's look fantastic, softer, light, but under, hasn't been under the grill too long. Good color, good shape, consistency, good flavor. Karen, inconsistent in shape and size, a bit thick as well. Taste is okay. Dan's look thick and small, but the flavor's good. Raul, nice color, nice and light, but undercooked on one side. It's a pity because it's nice bread, but a thick pita. Kim Joy, inconsistency in the baking. Backs aren't cooked, cold and briny. They're all the same size, a bit raw though. Wet, not quite done. Flavor's okay. And Anthony points out that roti is very different type of bread, but Kim Joy has hope for the next round. This one they do the talking heads. And then they walk back, which I assume was like on the sun, you know, they record this on 2 days. So the second day, maybe they do it 3 days. Terry has really nice pants. Oh, and there's table talk. So I'll let this play out. Anthony, Ruby, Briny, shots of stressed faces. There's some interesting stuff. I was going to do this, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, friends beyond the binary. Ready, get set, bake. I guess I can't do it in a sleepy way. Get set, bake. Ready, get set, bake. Eggs and milk and talking. This is a 5-hour baking challenge. Big lumps of dough. Very quick hour. This is the talking heads. 8 9's out, Brian, he says. I just still did it. This is when everybody's walking out. Anthony says, yeah, I'm from a region that makes rotis, not naans. So get off of my back. Oh, yeah. Kim Joy's inspired. She says, Karen turned things around last week. It's not an option for me. And we see some nice flowers, and then everybody walks back. Manon and Terry. Terry's hands are behind his back. Anthony and Kim Joy. Then the table talk. Terry did well. He needed a good day. He was almost shocked. Sandy, who's doing for Starbreaker? Dan. I mean, he's 6th in the technical, but he did well in the first one. Got a handshake. Raul, you know, he's always saying it's not good, but he's doing well. Ruby. Anthony are in trouble, Briny and Kim Joy for the first time. And they say, Paul, are you under pressure when it's bread week? Is that why you're wearing black, the godfather of bread? Okay, so then they talk about batch baking when they're doing all these big lumps of dough. Very symbolic. This has to mean something for you. They're doing a giant bread, enriched sweetbread is something and something or other. They're mainly seen at Eastern European festivals and celebrations like weddings. It comes from a pagan belief in the magical properties of grain. And Noel says, thanks, Wikipedia. Everyone laughs. Korovai, 3 tiers, any shape, impressively decorated to reflect a celebration. And you have 5 hours. Expecting perfection, Paul says. Orange blossom, center stage, a wedding. Ruby's doing a wedding cake for her mom and dad, which is nice. 4-tiered, put me back in the running. Let's see. Somebody's doing a crown. Noel makes a joke that I said about Brian May. I got to figure that one out. Okay, so they're talking, bakers have to produce a great loaf that tastes good, looks amazing, any size or shape. Good morning, Ruby. 4-tiered korovai, as we said. Shaped like a crown. And she goes, yeah, my mom's a queen. And that's where the joke, Noel says, oh, well, my mom is Brian May from Queen. So then he walks off, see you later. And Ruby's a little stressed, but she says, you know, yeah, I'm going to make it. This is going to be my comeback. Anthony's talking wedding celebrations. He does want an adventure. He paid for his brother's honeymoon, a trip to the foothills of the Himalayas. And I said, holy cow, what a brother, or brother-in-law. Yeah, either way, like, man, what a gift. But he's going to do it in honor of them with a zip line. Kim Joy is doing a cat wedding. Ruffles and Raffles are the names of the cats. I love that she named the cats Ruffle. I mean, that's like straight out of episode. Maybe she listens to sleep. If you'd say, who's most likely to listen to Sleep With Me out of this cast? I would say, well, Raul's probably, this show, he's probably the most stressed, but it might stress him out more. I mean, I'd say Kim Joy is definitely most likely to be a fan of Sleep With Me. Like, you know, fits all the things, board games, sense, you know, she just has that sense of humor. Anyone else that we can think of that might listen to the show or like would listen to it? I don't know. I can't think. I mean, maybe other people might like it or listen. Sorry if you do. I'm just saying, I'm just trying to guess. Okay. Big ball of dough. Dan's is ginormous. Go, go, go. Bread decoration sequence. More dough. Someone's making duck dough and doves. Let's see. Lattice work. Ralph's talking to himself. Self-soothing. Kim Joy's making cats. Bryony's doing a duck. Anthony's doing designs. You don't want to rise. You want them to stay together. Ruby's doing doves. They're a bit fiddly. Two lovebirds, Bryony, romantic doves, Noel representing the couple. Oh, Dan's doing him and his husband. And then Karen, they say, what are those frogs or sea turtles or seals? I think they're supposed to be birds, though. And she's doing a continental breakfast based on somebody she met at a couple she met at a hotel. Madeline T. I don't know what that means. Maybe I'll see. Let's see. Karen's still talking. Castor sugar. Roadie dough. Raul used to play with. His mom wouldn't let him play with dough. He says, I was never a kind of outdoor person. So this helps me return to my childhood. Oh, he does one for the first British wedding he ever attended. With a lot of flowers and garden, orange and lemon zest. In my ideal world, I'd probably do a lot of ideal decorations. They say, what's your ideal world? He'd say like 200 decorations. They say 200? That's wild. John is making a Welsh St. David Day celebration bread. With a forest friend on top, Welsh tea. He also has pictures of his daughters to inspire him. And never been out to a summer British wedding. Oh yeah, he says one of his true loves is St. David's Day. Daughters to inspire. Manon has a Fabergé egg on top of hers, you know, because her family has an egg farm. And it looks like it has an L on it. And some buzzing friends and flowers, orange blossoms. Just shaping an egg is difficult, but, eggs is part of my family history, so I'll figure it out. Bryony pulls her first proven piece of dough out, and it looks good. She's going to bake some turrets right into her cake, not as fast as she can, ideally at a slow, you know, unfolding place. She's doing Rapunzel in a castle, hair not too basic, they say. Oh, but it's like a bird Rapunzel, maybe. I don't know. Rapunzel thing is baked inside. Bakers must twist and shape their dough. They're doing their tiers. So this is a sequence thing. Yeah, the assembly sequence, I called it. Don't want to do it too complicated. Plating, P-L-A-T-I or something. Hoping the dough retains its shape. Now, Terry uses this terracotta prover, which, spoiler, does not work out. I think I know because baking quash, it doesn't look like he soaked them. It looks like they're brand new. And I mean, I don't know anything about anything, but I said, aren't you supposed to like soak those in a tub of water first and then take them out and then let them dry out a little bit, or like rub them in oil or flour. But I don't know. I mean, I could be wrong, but it stuck and it ended up not working out well for Terry, but he's doing a garden corvée. He's using scissors to bring the dough together. Oh, this is a funny sequence. We just happened to be here right when we wanted to be. Right on time right now. There's like the timing thing. What is that thing called? A long piece of bread, but like boulanger? No, I can't think of simple words. Whatever. Noel's holding a green stuffed owl on a long thing of bread. and Sandy's like shooting Nerf balls at it. And for some reason, I can't think of that common vocabulary word. It's like a long thing of bread. You say, oh, you're going to go get, can you get one of those? Not a loaf. I know that word. But the French, the popular French word for it, why can't, man, I can't believe it. I mean, this is like how my brain works, though. That was at 4227. Owl halfway, what, get cracking, every second counts. So this is the stress sequence, pressure cooker. Dan knocks over something, says he's sorry. One dough out, one dough, juggling act, crucial decision to stop proving and start baking. Then we see Kim Joy nestling the cats in Venus space. I don't think that's what it is, nestling the cats, so somewhere. Oh, nestle cats in various places within them. Some of them are grumpy, she says. Oh, then Terry's stuck. First time he says, please bake well. I think Ruby says that, though. Not, oh, Raul says, not confident in anything in my life. Why would baking time be any different? And I said, I can so relate, man. Then the PANIC hits time. Sandy does the time with a chalk drawing, 1 hour. What is a chalk drawing of, Scoots? I don't know. I'll tell you in a second when it comes up here. A bit tight like a breadstick. Oh, that's what Noel says to Raul. He says, you're a bit tight like a breadstick. You're going to break. You're going to snap. Oh, it's, what is that thing called that you, sands of time, hourglass, chalk drawing of hourglass. And there's some comedy there of Noel trying to move it, get baking, burnt wreath, funeral wreath, you go out, I quit. That's what Noel says to Ruby, pinky promise. Then he's doing, he says, are the cats going to stay together forever? And then Terry has another batch stuck. Anthony says, I'm not going to make it. My time is running out, 10 minutes. Then we have the assembly sequence. Somebody uses the term wonky. Karen says that her cake is better looking than her husband. And then the time is up. Dan is done. 5 hours over. Kim Joy says that somebody, I think that Raul's looks lovely. Lovely, Raul. Will it hold? Then it's raining outside the tent really hard. Kim Joy and Noel, trust me, a shotgun wedding for these kittens. There's already kittens there. Looks lovely. Like a hot cross bun. But it could have been, it would have been perfect if you had proved it for another hour. So they must have started, that's, I guess, the judgment sequence. Raul Prusai's, highly decorative, really is a showstopper. Oh, look at all that's fantastic. You're a little genius, that's what Paul says. Then Dan is up. He sighs. They say, but his, they say, simple, effective, exquisite, lovely texture, beautiful bake. But the flavor's not strong enough, Dan. Almost there. Then Ruby goes, they say, geez, your detail is spectacular. Lots of filling. Love the almond. Perfection. Stunning. Oh, yeah. Let's see. The first, Kim Joy goes first and, Noel helps her. And they say, you shouldn't have trusted him. Just meowied. A kit ovi. I don't know how many cats. Let's just check in because we got a couple minutes. Let's see how many cats I can see. 1, 2. I paused it. They're going to do an overhead shot. 3. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Let me see if that's right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Now I see. And I can't even see the whole cake. That's a zoom in. 10, at least 10 kittens on the cake. Just meowied. M-E-O-W-I-E-D. That's their friends. Because, oh, they say, are those the kittens? She goes, no, those are their friends. Great plate or whatever they say. Really charming. Let's see, jump back to John. Colorful, clumsy, sunk in, bit heavy, too much fruit, bad luck, John. Yeah, like, Kim Jong only needed a half hour more proven. Karen, my goodness, muted colors, lovely. Let's see, let's get to Karen. Oh, wait, what is this, Raul's? Wait, how did I miss that one? Did I fall? Oh, I guess Raul is after. Sorry, I guess I did do his. But yeah, Prue size. His is so good, really, is a showstopper. Oh, yeah, that's when they call him fantastic. I didn't like that fantastic little genius. I mean, he's a genius. He's a lovely human being, too. Okay, let's see. So back to Karen. They say, my goodness. And there's a couple of things I need to, like, get it clear on. Oh yeah, she reveals that they say my like the muted colors, lovely decorations, intricate. Wonder what it's like inside though. Then they cut it. She says, "Oh, I'd like to know what's inside too." Everybody laughs at that. It's a bit doughy in the middle, but it's underproofed. Disappointing because it looked amazing. Oh, and she goes, showstopper on the outside. Then Anthony goes, he makes the birds fly down the zip line just to add to the drama. He says, the lovebirds go down the zip line, which is cute. And he gets a big smile, simple but effective, but they worry about the color. Could it be the chocolate decorations? A lot of them fell off. They cut in. And Bruce says, it's a bit heavy. Oh, not the word. Not proofed enough. Overbaked. Ended up with a stodge. Not your best, Anthony. But he's still smiling. A bit stodge. Yeah. Then John, not baked. Flavor lovely. Should have proved it for 2 more hours. Except that's, is that John? Oh, no. I guess Terry's next. I don't know. Well, maybe I watched it in a different order. Should have proved for 2 more hours. It's very citrusy, delicious. Oh, yeah, I thought it was Terry. They go, yeah, you shouldn't have. 15 minutes, you should. That's where your problem is. That's what Paul says. You should have proved it for 2 hours. Not well executed. Then Manon goes, her Fabergé-inspired. Love the Fabergé egg on the top. Lattice is lovely. Hope it tastes as good as it looks. And that's when we really see her earrings shining. That's another pop. You see, it's a bit too strong. The orange flower water, it's like bath bubbles. Lacking salt. And it might have affected the texture. Design's impeccable, but the inside is wrong. Then Briny's up. Leaning Tower of Pisa, very basic. Wow. Prince falls off. They say, bye, Prince. Needs more flavor, more fruit. It's underproven. Briny's definitely sad. But they like, prove like the turrets. Quite a tricky showstopper. So then they go to the table. Quite a tricky showstopper. Dan was steady. Raul, he's an enigma. Ruby definitely saved herself. Briny let herself down. Anthony's, his zip line was good. Never met anybody like him, Raul, they say. John did okay. Bread-fueled weekend, so who's Star Baker? A lot of swagger, Raul, I think. Then we have, they say, geez, we got to say goodbye to Anthony too soon. Oh, so I guess that's it. Once the judges table or whatever you want to call it is over, they make the announcement. Star Baker with swagger, I guess, is, Raul. Yeah, that was how they tease it out. Looked like they had something to grill some lunch outside or something. I just saw. But they say, yeah, we got to say goodbye to Anthony too soon. It really is. Oh, man. And there's like tears and smiling and a lot of hugs. And then him, his exit interview or whatever is really hard. He's like crying, like, and smiling at the same time. It's really genuine tears. And then they do the talking heads. Can't have a bad week. Raul uses surreal again. But he says, I think I can bake. Briny, let me see what it says, because I can't. Ruby says something. But say, I'm so sorry. Big hugs for Anthony. He says, I'm not going to start smiling, you know what, because this is a great opportunity. I met a lot of great people. Oof, really hits home, though. Really great. Even Terry's face was red, like he was going to cry. Happy tears, real tears. Oh, boy. I think I'm getting teared up with Anthony. You know, I keep messing up his name. Paul says, I'm sure he'll carry on. Karen gives him a hug, but he had to go. 2 weeks in a row, Raul. So surreal. Can't believe it. Keep pinching myself. Is it real? Now I think I can bake. So look out. It was a real showstopper, Bruce says. Took my breath away. And it's his birthday on Monday. Another birthday present. Getting stronger and stronger, baked beautifully. One last piece of alliteration. He ticked every single box. And then Paul says, geez, Ruby, you saved yourself twice. She goes, oh, I'm a cat with 9 lives. I got to get my act together next week. Can't deal with that kind of stress. And that's the end of the episode and the end of Bread Week. So I hope I baked you some good sleepy dreams. Good night. I want to thank you. I became a patron recently. Ruth, Johnny, and Michael, thank you. Thanks. Good night. Brian, Hannah, and Kara, thanks. Good night. Neil, Virginia, and Caroline, thank you. Thanks. Good night. Suki, Rose, Corey, and Erica, thank you. And good night. Emil, Michelle, and Sarah, thank you. And good night. Jennifer, Elena, and Robert, thanks. And good night. Miss L, Amy, and Haley, thank you. And good night. Gail, Jonathan, and Rachel, thank you. And good night. Katie, Charles, and Kyle, thanks. And good night. Echo, Ben, and Nolan, thank you. And good night. Sally, Beck, and Steven, thank you, and good night. Joe, Max, and Helen, thank you, good night. Jennifer, Cheryl, and Catherine, thank you, and good night. Mo, Kit Kat, and Juan, thank you, and good night. Carolyn, Davey, and Garden, thank you, and good night. Lizzie, Catriona, and Steven, thank you, and good night. Rachel, Tammy, and Martha, thank you, and good night. Nick, Elizabeth, and Megan, thank you, good night. Wendy, Stephanie, and Lizzie, thank you, good night. Douglas, Tim, and Liz, thank you, and good night. Henry, Laura, and Angel, thank you, and good night. Amanda, Sneaky, and Lee, thank you, good night. Rochelle, Michelle, and Cameron, thanks, and good night. Beth, Tom, and Nicole, thank you, good night. And Rosanna and Mike, thank you, and good night. Thanks, everybody who supports the show on Patreon or supports the sponsors or spreads the word. Podcasts, you keep it going. Thanks for listening. I'm here for you, and I appreciate you. You want me to get a cross breeze going, or what can I do for you? All right, good night. All right, everybody, this is Scooter. This is Weeks in Review. And this is where I run through my weeks in review stuff. What was on Sleep With Me Plus in the past month, and what you can expect to see on in the public feed too. Now I have if you sign up for Sleep With Me Plus, or you're already signed up for Sleep With Me Plus, I highly recommend using a podcast app that allows search within the feeds, but using just one podcast app for Sleep With Me Plus content only, and then keeping your other podcasts, your daytime podcasts, in whatever app you use now. And I would just check out a couple podcast apps you could choose from on Apple are Overcasts, iCatcher, Pocket Casts, and on Android you could try out Pocket Casts or Podcast Addict, for this example, I have the only thing I have in the, my app is I think this is the I think this is the Boar Friends level. I have four podcasts, the ad free full episodes, the story only episodes. Nothing in Sleeping Beauty Plus has ads except for the really old episodes in the archives. We got the story only versions of the show, the all intro, all night versions of the show, and then the bonus episodes. So let's start with the bonus episodes, actually. So Saturday, a new Posty episode came out. It was one that Russell loved, and that came out, and that's in the bonus feed. You know, some people like listening to the Posty Super Deluxe episodes during the day. Some people sleep to them, and yeah, so that one is in the bonus feed. And then looks like we got a bonus coming out for Boar Besties and Boar Friends on Thursday of this week, which is April 15th when I'm recording this. And then we have another Posty Super Deluxe came out a couple weeks ago. That was a picnic lunch with Scooter. And that's in the bonus feed. And that makes just so much easier for those of you that don't like automate your playlist or anything, just to kind of build and choose how you want to listen. Let's pop into all intro, all night episodes. I know an all intro episode is coming out this Thursday. Last Thursday was Make Great Pets Season 1 Part 2, almost 6 hours. It's about the max length we can get and have a good file size. So that was like 7 episodes of Make Great Pets. April 3rd, all intro episode came out. And then we had... March is at bonus episodes. There was another all intro episode. So that's in the all intro all night feed. And again, like so much easier, like these all intros. Is that what everything that's in there? 277 episodes split between all. So if you love all intros, I bet 200 of those are all intros, maybe even more. And then in the store, both in the story only episode feed and then in the all ad free feed. Let's run through the new episodes. Bring It On Week started last week. So we had 12:54 was our first watch along where I watched half of the movie Bring It On. Wednesday was 12:53, Ben Broughton, the Crayon Rambler. That was one of those episodes that had an intro that I said I should make an episode based on this intro. Went to make an episode based on the intro, and it went in an even another direction of what if there was an RPG game based on the movie Bring It On, which led me to figure out I never watched Bring It On. Let me learn more. Then I ended up watching Bring It On. Then April 7th was Alba Sabelix, like we're getting ready, big announcement if I haven't made it anywhere. We're going to do 3 seasons of a crossover with Alba Salix. So that's cool. So that's something we're looking forward to doing. And that was episode 1 of that. Or that was the one we did originally. Then 12:52 was the finale of The Great British Bake Off. And episode 10... then Multiplex 5, Tiki Transistor Hut. That was a good one. 12:50, one of my favorite episodes probably in the past few years, a Wildy Wonka tour that came out of like some news articles about experience. And I said, this has got to be an episode. And that will be a series. I mean, like a recurring thing. Then Great British Bake Off, episode 9, Patissier. And Multiplex episode 4, and then we're back to our last audio news. So it's everything. And again, if you ever need support, support@supercast.com is there to help you. Though if you're listening to this episode, I'm assuming you're not like you don't need support. But if you do, and the other thing is like this is my main way to communicate. I learned this on Patreon. Most people just don't read their emails from Supercast or from me, and most people aren't on our Discord or follow our social media. And so these messages are how the majority of supporters get their information. I do it in a sleepy voice because there's like, I put it in the, at the end of the free show too. But, yeah, like, this is a kind of key way, but these episodes are easy to skip, especially if you're just using one podcast app, right? And building your playlists, from that podcast app. So yeah, thanks everybody for, supporting the show. Reach out if you have any feedback at sleepingmepodcast.com. If you need support at, supercast.com, and, good night.